This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda in the co-host chair today. Tom Thurber is engineering the show. And Max Power is the producer at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Jason Duda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, buddy. How's it going?
Have we been together recently? Were we in here last Friday, or when was it that saw you?
Two Fridays ago.
I don't remember. Memorable.
Maybe it was just too good that you don't want to remember it.
Here's what I've come to realize: you much prefer doing the show with the Young Lutz.
I would not say that. Why would you say?
You made that clear to me in a text.
When?
When I sent you a text. Last time you and Jeff did the show, I sent a text being somewhat critical of what I was hearing.
And, oh, I know you were.
And you said, we always have a good show. And
That's right. I did say that.
You shut me down. So,
just like that.
Yeah.
Well, I got it, or else you just kept on and on and on. And I know how it goes. So shut it down now and be done with it.
Because you know if you give me anything to go with, I'm going to continue to text.
And you're going to run with it.
How irritating must that be for people? My controlling nature.
You like to be in control. There's no question about that. It had been interesting to see today too. You almost had a bunch of visitors today. You didn't even know it.
Your family?
Yep. The whole plan was they were going to be here right now.
You told me the next time.
I know they were coming in, and this is how I, maybe that's just because I'm getting older. So we went out to the kids' grandparents today, basically, who live just down here about a mile away, for Easter brunch, because we couldn't do it on Sunday, so we got together today.
So we had a little Easter brunch.
They hid eggs for the kids. They just had a blast. So the plan was we were going to stick around there for a while. Dee and I both drive out, and then I was going to come to the show. They were going to stop by because Dee said she wanted to meet you, and I know you hadn't met her yet. And Jackson and Avery were going to come in and say hello. That was kind of the plan for today. Easter, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Would have been a good thing.
Would have been great. They could have met Tommy and Max and whatever. So that was the plan. So we come out, and we had lunch and did our thing. We were sitting outside, and it was about 2 o'clock, and we were planning on, I said, I'm going to leave a little earlier. I got to get my tea before I get to the show.
And here you are with your tea.
Have to. And then they can come and they'll meet us here, and then they got to go because Jackson's got soccer practice tonight.
Of course.
Perfect. Worked out perfect. They'd spend some time. So we're sitting outside and the kids were playing, and I looked at Dee and I said, wasn't I supposed to drive two today? We'd only brought one vehicle. We were both supposed to drive because then I could stay, do the show. She would have to leave at 5 o'clock to get Jackson to practice. And then I'd just drive home. Well, we only brought one vehicle.
So we had
to take off, and they had to leave and go back home.
So they dropped you off here.
No. I went home, got my car, drove back, and now they're at home. And now...
Well,
I wasn't thinking. I had my keys in my hand. And we just got in the vehicle and just left. Well, am I losing it?
I think
am
so.
Is it going?
I'm even having trouble comprehending how you could make such a mistake.
Well, we talked about it last night. We talked about it this morning before we left. How does that happen?
Well, you got a lot on your mind, apparently.
There was tons. We had to bring stuff out. We had to get the kids in there. I don't know what it was. We thought we had it all situated. Nope.
Strange.
And literally, if I wouldn't have been sitting there and just thought of that, we'd have figured it out right before the show started.
Oh, my God.
So that's how it went.
I'm sure they're disappointed that they couldn't meet me.
They were.
Here's Chris to get us going on the Twin Peaks Hotline. Chris, you're up.
Well, good afternoon, guys. Bob, so you're going to feel not left out here. First of all, I want to ask you how your Cardinals are doing. I have not really kept up. Aren't they a couple over 500? Is that about right?
They are 2 over .500. They're hitting better than expected. They're pitching terribly in the starting rotation. That's pretty much in a nutshell, but they're better than the Red Sox.
Well, they're 10-8. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
There you go.
Yeah, we are tanking it big time, and that's not all you want to talk about that. But good grief, Jason, my Avalanche, holy mackerel. Have you looked at them lately?
Woo. Did you watch that game? Did you watch the overtime game the other day?
Oh, I watched every one of their game. The previous game before the last one was more exciting than this. I'll tell you what, I'm starting to believe these guys. I'm not going to get too excited yet because it's a long
Yeah, but you were worried about the goaltending and Grubauer's taken over.
Exactly.
Well, Grubauer's been great.
I'm also concerned with the one line production and how at some point I don't think that can last. But hey, these guys are getting awesome experience every game. They're just building confidence. Makar, that was a great story. Anyway,
but do you remember the last time you called and we got talking about it and I said I wouldn't be surprised if they win because one line can win you a series.
Yeah.
And Calgary's good, but they're not as good as their record was during the regular season.
And you got to almost feel it, well, you don't have to, but Mike Smith is doing about everything he can and he's getting no help from them. So anyway,
isn't playoff hockey, isn't it one of the best playoffs to watch?
Oh my gosh.
Especially overtime, like you're on pins and needles the whole time.
Yeah,
love it.
Well, and yeah, it absolutely is. And the reason it is because hockey's the best sport in regular season. But again, no one around here is going to say that. Now, the hockey fans like me, yeah, I love it. I still love the regular season too. But yeah, it's there's nothing like it.
Are you done? Are you done?
I am
Chris?
Done.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I mean, for crying out
loud,
hockey
is
the
great
best
call.
Sport in the regular season.
I'm not going to agree with that.
You didn't endorse that.
No, because I play NFL by far, as far as I'm concerned,
well,
regular
baseball's
season.
Baseball's the best because you're playing every day.
For 162 days.
Right. 162 games. You got no time. You're just it's hitting you every day.
Yeah, but you can go through an emotional reaction every day. Slump in baseball. And it doesn't matter because you play so many games. You can't go through a slump in NFL.
But you can go through a slump in the NHL.
Oh, for sure. NBA.
Listen, I like the NFL a lot, but there's nothing like baseball. But you'd rank NFL 1.
For me watching?
Yeah.
Yes.
NHL 2?
NHL playoffs. NHL regular season for me? No.
Where is it better than baseball?
I would put them in baseball beside each other and then NBA at the bottom.
Hmm. Well, listen, we can talk hockey. You can talk hockey. I can't.
Well,
have not watched 1 second of playoff hockey or regular season hockey this year. I'm ashamed about it. Now, normally I will sit down and get into some playoff hockey, like the Blues. Why am I not watching? That's been a great series.
Yeah.
Now, I read about it.
Right.
They had a great comeback, was it last night, to beat Winnipeg?
Yeah, they've won 5 games. They're up 3-2. All the road teams have won.
So the Blues are in a great series, and the Blues are sort of my team because they're from St. Louis.
Right.
But I'm not in it. What?
Well, you got baseball.
And
is a thing.
Baseball with
and you got League
42.
42.
So I got the Cardinals.
You're kind of swamped.
I have no time.
Now,
even
if you get home, maybe you can hit a late game.
Well, now I may watch Colorado Calgary,
and that's on tonight at 9 o'clock.
On the NBC
it starts.
Sports Network.
So you can
I may
at least
get
see
home.
It.
Or will I watch NBA playoffs?
Well, if you're watching the NBA playoffs before hockey, I'll be disappointed in you.
That's I relate more to the game of basketball.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. And everybody has their own opinion on what you like to watch. And that's why when you talk to certain people, if they're huge basketball fans, well, basketball's the best sport to watch. Hockey fans, well, it's just the way it is. It's no big deal. It's everyone's opinion.
I like watching baseball. Even when it's not the Cardinals, I like watching it. Last night we watched some of the Brewers and Dodgers and before I went to YouTube and Don Rickles, which is now my go-to thing. My poor wife.
I hope she likes sports.
She loves sports. I think she loves Don Rickles. She seems to do fine with it. But I'm not pleasant when she's watching HGTV. I need to be more sharing. I don't like watching HGTV. Do you? Does your wife watch it
yes,
a lot?
Yes, she likes
my wife would watch it 24/7.
She does, and I'll watch some of the things of some of the house flips. She likes the lottery winning house people or whatever that one is that go and buy a house after they won.
All they ever do is they show a couple 3 houses and they pick one.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you watch that?
Obviously a lot. I don't mind it. I'll watch it once in a while.
I need to get more into it.
And I know she likes it, so that's good.
Oh, quit trying to show me up.
Oh, I'm not trying to show you up. I am showing you up. There's a difference.
My wife's hearing this.
Well,
going, Probably saying, man, I wish I was married to someone like Duda.
She needs to probably just tape a whole bunch of them, and you guys can watch them all for like a six-hour binge. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know that I could do it. Oh, here's yeah, here's Jim could. 35. Brace yourself. What do you have, Jim?
Well, yeah, you guys talk about everything except golf. It's late in the week, like Friday, and I haven't been around, and you haven't been around, and Tiger Woods, your man, won. And I just want to know if you believe in him enough to put 14-1 money down.
Duda?
No.
Did you bet on Tiger?
No, I didn't.
You picked him in our pool.
Well, yeah, because he was sitting there in the sixth round.
But you didn't pick him early.
No, he was sitting there in the sixth round. There's a no-brainer at that point. I didn't. I didn't do anything with the Masters. I just watched it. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed Monday when we had a couple callers that wanted to talk about the Masters, and Jeff would cut them off because he didn't want to talk about it.
That drove me nuts.
I got fired up there in the first segment.
Did you really?
I did, because I was enjoying having the conversation. Guys were talking about some shots and some holes that turned things
around.
Because
Jeff doesn't
watch it. And I was like, okay, this is great. I can handle this. Let's go. I love talking about golf.
Why don't you take the reins?
Because he likes to sit in the captain's chair.
Jim, anything else?
Well, no, I just figured you just dug up some of that old gold, got some of that 14-1 old gold money down on him and made another pile.
No old gold money. Thanks, Jim. I would not have bet on Tiger.
I wouldn't either. Not at 14-1, no
but
way.
But he was very steady. And then to watch those guys just fall apart, it was like the old days when Tiger just got in their brains.
Well, I was.
And what was it, number 12, where they just.
Four of the last six golfers, four of your last of the two groups, went in the drink.
I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know.
I know it's a hard hole. I know that when you go for the pin, that
it's
you
trouble.
Better make sure you get it on the green, or you're even at the front of the green, it's going to roll back.
Yeah, and if you're long,
so play
it's
it
tough.
Safe.
Which is what Tiger did when he said that before the round when they were going over it. I'm just playing in the middle, get a 2-putt par, and see you later. Get out of there.
The other
thing with that is that Poulter and Koepka, as Woods' group is going down 11, can see that they both hit it in the water.
Right.
So you know something's up. You don't have two guys that are that good put it in the water if something's up. The wind was a little swirly, so they weren't sure about that. So when Molinari steps up, take an extra club or just play it to the middle of the green.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was awful.
And then he went to the water again. Bad.
Oh, he blew up.
Yes.
He just blew up.
Now, does Tiger win another major this year?
Well, they got Bethpage and Pebble Beach with the next two majors.
He's done well at both.
And he's won there both. I think if he wins another one, it'll be one of those two. I really do.
Does he do it? I didn't ask you to.
I've said a ton of times on the show, I'm not a Tiger fan. I appreciate how good he is. I'm just not a Tiger fan. Does that make sense?
And that goes back to a dilemma that I have. And I posted this, and man, I got attacked. I'm very conflicted by Tiger. I don't like Tiger. I used to love him. And then he went off his mind, out of his mind.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him. And now there's all this, redemption. And if he doesn't ever win a golf tournament, you people aren't talking about redemption.
No, that's true.
So
that's
how many
true.
Of these people now really love Tiger versus how many of them applaud the story and the comeback of Tiger? Are there Tiger lovers out there? How many versus admiration of Tiger? It's hard not to admire certain aspects of Tiger, right?
What he's done and what he's accomplished, you can't overlook it. I don't care.
You have to admire it.
You have to respect that.
I thought he handled the post-win celebration very well with his kids and his girlfriend and the other players. But
there's just something about Tiger that I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know what it is. And that's the thing. And maybe that's not why I can't. Oh, Tiger. Look, I enjoy watching him play. And when he's playing and in contention, it is better.
Oh, no
doubt. I don't
doubt.
Care what anybody says. It is better. Whether you love him or you hate him, it is better. And everybody is tuned in. It's just the way it is. But I'm not a Tiger fan.
All right.
But I respect him, and I enjoy watching him play.
Here's the difference with me. Back in the day when Tiger was dominant, I was rooting for him to win because I like dominance. I like that kind of thing. I like the Celtics. I like the you know, teams that win. I like dynasties.
Right.
Now I'm watching Tiger just as much, but I'm hoping he doesn't win.
Right.
So what does that say about me?
Well, that's tough. I'm not sure what that says.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's tough?
Well, I'm not sure what that says about you. Obviously, you lost. You jumped off the wagon when he was having all his issues. And when he was on his issues, I didn't like him either with everything that came out and this and that. And then the injuries and stuff, and how bad was it really? Obviously, people say it was awful. But he's bounced back. So the story of Tiger coming back to doing what he's doing is impressive. I don't think you can say that it's not. But I'm still not a Tiger fan. Like, I'm not hoping he wins the next major.
But if you went out, but if I he think does, most people do, don't they?
I would think so, yes.
So what is it about us?
I don't know.
We believe in redemption. We believe in comebacks. We believe that you can drop to a certain level and work your way back into the good graces of people, right?
Yes, no question.
Is it that we just don't totally buy that Tiger's really a changed person?
Well, that might be it, and that's why I'm conflicted with the whole thing.
I am conflicted with Tiger.
I'm very conflicted with the whole Tiger situation, and that's why I don't think I could be like a fan and be like, oh, I hope he wins this week. I just want to see good golf. If he's in contention, great. But I'm not going to cheer for Tiger. But yet, I'm not a big fan of his.
So how do you feel when
But I appreciate the fact that he's come back and he's turned things
around.
How did
you feel when he took the lead the other day on Sunday?
I was like, as soon as he got the lead, I was like, okay, this is over. He's not going to blow
this. How'd you feel? Disappointed? Dejected?
Didn't feel disappointed. Didn't feel happy. Just.
But you couldn't really pull for Francisco Molinari. I mean, who cares, right? So who were you pulling for?
I was just watching. I don't
I
know
was
if
pulling
I was
for Brooks Koepka, to be honest.
I like Koepka and the fact that he's won three of the last six before the Masters. Because you want to talk about
like
dynasty
dominant.
Stuff.
Right. I like that kind
this
of stuff.
This is a guy, I mean, that's something that hasn't happened very often. And Tiger's probably the last guy to win three out of six majors if you want to look back on it. Because it just doesn't happen. But I'm conflicted with whether, do I cheer for this guy? Do I not cheer for this guy?
I'm with you.
I'm not sure if I really like Tiger, because I never really liked him before, but I really appreciate how good he is and how dominant he was.
He was more human after that win than I've ever seen it.
Well, I think that's the other thing, too, is after all this stuff has gone and he's come back, he seems to be more grounded now.
Seems to be.
Than
we
he
don't
was.
Know.
But we only see what we see in
right.
the media. We have no idea.
Here's KU Pat. Pat, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Bob, I'm the opposite of you. When Tiger was dominating, I wanted to like him, but I couldn't because of the club throwing and the F-bombs. Now I'm a huge fan because I truly do think he has been so humbled by everything he's been through. A lot of it he brought on himself with his marriage and everything else, but the back surgeries, I think he is grounded now. I think he's likable. And I have never been more excited as I was Sunday. And I agree with you. I have never seen him that human after he won. It was fantastic. So I'm now a huge Tiger fan, where before I wasn't, because I didn't like the fist pumping. That drove me crazy. And now he seems to be in his almost a zen-like mode, and I think he's been humbled.
Can we lose the gum at least?
I'm sorry?
Can we lose the gum at least, the chewing of the gum?
I think Phil was chewing the gum too. I think it made him relaxed.
Could be.
So I'm a huge fan, and I don't want KU fans to panic, but is Bill Self, is KU going to sign anybody else? Because they just lost this Matthew Hurt that 3 months ago was a lock to KU.
I saw that today on Twitter. They've got some challenges right now.
Big challenges. Do you know, one last thing, Doak has got till Sunday to declare, what is holding him back?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I'm encouraged. Maybe he's going to stay.
Which would be shocking to me.
It would be shocking, but KU basketball, nobody's going to give any sympathy. But being a KU fan, KU needs some good news. They haven't had any in months.
Thanks, Pat. We appreciate it. We need to take a break, but I need to set up a show. And this is a whale of a show, if I say so.
Oh, well,
myself.
Then, well,
not
let's
only
hear
with
it.
You in the co-host chair.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, that's a step up. Just kidding. I
no,
missed
your
Jeff.
Word. It took you a lot longer to say it today.
Ted Woodward joins us after the break. We'll talk about Gridiron coming up next weekend at the Orpheum Theater. Ted, of course, a mainstay in that show. Grant Sherfield, one of the newest recruits for Wichita State basketball out of Sunrise Christian Academy, will join us at 4:45. At 5:25, Darnell Valentine is on this show. On this show.
This show.
One of the finest high school basketball players in City League history, and a former Portland Trailblazer will get his thoughts on the NBA. And at 5:40, a special guest for 5 questions. You'll have to stay tuned for that one. Back in a minute, this is The Drive. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda.